Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Getting toward the end of October, a lot of things are happening on most of the farms around the country, if not all of the farms, not necessarily the same thing, some different things. Our aim during the first part of the program, when we're scrutinizing some of the important news from Ag Central, that's what you want to call it, the family farms and what's going on family farms. Sometimes there's good news, sometimes there's bad news. This happens to be a story that isn't good. 76-year-old South Carolina man died after getting trapped by his tractor, and this is really kind of a freak accident. The wife found this fellow in their farm, and the tractor rolled over. So what it does, and when I tell you a story like this, all it does for me is the tractor rolled over, went down an embankment, frankly. He was thrown off of the tractor and killed instantly. He had a brush hog on the back of it. And the wife called for help. And, yeah, okay, so the help got there. But under the circumstances, this thing weighed a lot and it was on top of him. And so the reason that I bring this up is not that I want to have us focus on deaths on the farm, but I do want us to focus on deaths on the farm, because farming is very, very serious business and is very dangerous business. We all know that. We all know the equipment that we operate is dangerous. PTO shafts are dangerous. The things chopping corn every day on my farm, and those are dangerous pieces of equipment. Balers are dangerous. Everything's dangerous. So you have to keep your head. I've been in the same circumstance. I unfortunately didn't get the track didn't roll over, but I've been on embankments and been wondering, you know, if once I engaged in it, am I going to roll this over or not? And so, anyway, I guess I don't want to belabor the point, but we all know how dangerous it is on the farm. So keep that. We always need to keep it on the top of our mind for ourselves and the people that work with us, our family, people that work on the farm. So there it is. Okay. This is an example, literally, of you reap what you sow. The state of Arkansas has ordered Chinese-owned seed producer Syngenta to sell its farmland in their state. They have owned this land for apparently a couple of years, and the government is not happy with what they're doing. This is Syngenta, Syngenta, S-Y-N-G-E-N-T-A, big seed producer. Obviously, they don't like this, but more and more U.S. farm groups and lawmakers are scrutinizing the ownership of land because of our national security, and any of us who are thinking about this want the Chinese to own any land in our country. I don't even know how much land. It's an interesting question. How much land do Americans own, American companies or American individuals in China? That would be an interesting thing to focus on, getting some stats. I'll have to put my staff to work on that. The governor of Arkansas, where this bill was passed, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She said that the decision was in the best interest of Arkansas farmers. Meanwhile, the Chinese said they was disappointed, said the decision was a short-sighted action. They own 1,500 acres of land. They use it for research and development and that sort of thing. And so the Chinese went on to say, our people in Arkansas are Americans, led by Americans who care deeply about serving Arkansas and Arkansas families. The order is the first enforcement action under a state law that prohibits foreign parties from acquiring or holding land. China on the list number one in terms of what they're doing in Arkansas. And now, interesting, because Syngenta, I've never pronounced that right, is a state-owned enterprise, and they are now trying their, there's an initial public offering in Shanghai for this company, and what they're trying to do is look more like their own, not by the government, but by individual investment groups. If they fail to sell their land, the state of Arkansas can force them to get out. They've fined Syngenta $280,000 this year for failure to report foreign ownership. And so U.S. Department of Agriculture is looking at this. Interesting, the Biden folks, because who knows, is it their connection, the family connection to China, doesn't like this idea. Why would anybody, and this is me editorializing, why would it be in our best interest, in America's best interest, to have foreign-owned land, especially if it's owned by the Chinese? I don't get the Biden administration supporting that at all, and I certainly wouldn't support it, and you probably wouldn't either. More about farmland trends in a matter of moments. Right now, an invitation to go to Las Vegas or to some other places other than Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684. Every weekend when I mention this, when we talk about this, the phone lines get jammed up fast. They have 10 incoming lines. So if you're in the queue in the first of 10, you don't have to wait at all, and you can be ready to play. By spending 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas, you could win tickets to a Las Vegas show. Very cool. No purchase necessary at all. 800-419-3684. Indulge yourself. Call 800-419-DUG. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on other farmland trends. We were talking about what's going on in Arkansas. In the case of Iowa, farmers are less and less, fewer and fewer farmers are actually owning the land. This is another problem. Fewer than half the people who own farms or who are farmers own their own land. And when land comes up, there are few farmers that are actually bidding because the price is going up. And so I'm looking at the sale of 150 acres and what it costs by the time they were done. There were actually last year there were 22,000 acres of land in Iowa that was sold last year. And so when you look at the stats, you look at the details here and see how much money is changing hands. I remember when I was in school in Ohio, the farmers there thought $3,000 was a lot of money for an acre of land. This land went for, I think, $21,000 or $22,000 an acre, which is very high for this. I'm looking at some other sales just to follow Iowa as a state. Some of the land has been used to build apartment buildings, shopping centers. Some of it stayed in agriculture. There's also another survey. I'm looking. Cornell University looked at what was going on in Utah. The Mormon Church has been buying land since the 1980s. And you wonder, okay, is that good for... I guess if you're a Mormon, it'd be all right. One wonders what the Mormon Church needs to do. I'm looking at one sale for 3,000 acres, another one for 3,100. And it was $13,000 an acre. Well, that's the trend. Not good. Bill Gates, a lot of people are concerned about Bill Gates buying up a lot of land. And he and his group has been buying up the land for the last 10, 12 years. I think we just started to take note of it in the last 3 or 4 years. It didn't seem to be a good idea to have the concentration of so much farmland in the hands of so few. Also in the news from the American Family Farmer, the federal milk marketing order, the hearing on it is in recess. This is a pivotal moment in dairy, I think. The fact that they've put it on hold, they haven't shut it down, but apparently the money that is needed to actually run this part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture isn't there. And so they're trying to figure out where it's going to come from. They're going to reconvene next month, and then they may recess in December. They always do for the holidays, and there isn't going to be a farm bill until the beginning of next year. If they were smart, they'd put all of this stuff into the farm bill, but there's a lot of separate plans here for what to do. The federal milk marketing order is a mess. The fact that you're a dairy person is hard. It really is, even on its best days. A lot of that comes from understanding the puzzle of how the prices are set under the federal milk marketing order. I think most people don't understand it. This has been a problem for dairy farmers for 80 years, and the last farm bill in 2018, there was an attempt to change the system, and there were some reforms that were made in 2000, but not really. America's dairy farmers, that's why they've become so large, these enterprises, because they make money in volume using certain tools of the trade, robots and that kind of stuff. But I know that many of the grassroots farmers are upset about this, as well they should be. The government, it should be a free market thing. It should not be that there's the government is telling you what you can get for your milk. Something wrong with that picture. That's why I would encourage anybody who's thinking about trying to go private and produce your own milk and sell it in your facility, if you can, if you're in a good population area, that's what I'd be doing. But the feds are continuing to just kind of kick this can down the road. All right. We'll be back in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer and talk about a garden shop in Connecticut with the folks who own it. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Three after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with the husband and wife team from Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop in Stafford, Connecticut. Kim and Carl Milkowski are here. They have a very interesting approach to, and maybe the approach that I'm interested in here, talking to you about your farm and what keeps you going, what keeps you successful, is how you market the things that you grow. And why don't we start with either Kim or Carl taking us through what it is that you're known for at the Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop.
Sure. Good morning. We started out with just the typical garden shop. It's seasonal with just an assortment of perennials, annuals, and then vegetable plants. But I have an interest in heirloom tomatoes, so I started seeding those. And then we would go out to markets and sell them at farmers markets. But it's kind of grown on steroids, and that program has increased up to 150 varieties of tomatoes and about 60 varieties of specialty peppers.
So the market you've obviously found for this, is it local? Is it regional? Is it national? How is it? This is something that a lot of people, okay, so we all have things that we're well known for, but that's all well and good as it applies, but you can't, oftentimes, especially when you're as specialized as you seem to be, hard to make it work just in a local surround, right?
People who are interested in heirloom tomatoes will drive quite a distance, as I used to before we had this, the shop and grew the plants, but we draw customers from all over the Northeast and have made the decision not to ship, although we get routine requests to do so. So we just, people order them. We implemented an online ordering system during COVID, and really just a result of COVID, kind of turned into a positive, if you will, for our farm. So it's a, I had plenty of time on my hands sitting at my desk and just built this website where people can go in. There are great pictures. They can look at all the plants. They place their orders starting on January 1st through the end of March for our region here. And then they come. They have to come to our farm to pick up the plants. which is great on a couple levels. They see the other offerings we have too.
So looking at the I am on your website, very cleverly done, nicely done. I also remember, I think, in terms of where we had a conversation a few years ago, and Carl, your folks were the ones that started this farm with quite a different approach. Is that correct?
Well, I started work with my mother and father, not at this facility where we're at right now, but in the same town. So that's where I got my background, was growing from my mother and father's garden slumber.
So in terms of how that, the experience, I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not. So Kim, are you a farm kid? And I say that in the most loving way.
No, that would be Carl. His life has been spent in horticulture and greenhouse production. But my background is in business, so that kind of tied in perfectly. I was able to pull on my resources and create the website and market our new business here. It's not really new anymore. We've been here since 2009. So, no, my background is business, but I always grew the heirloom tomatoes, and my family did as well, but only as a home gardener.
Yeah, okay. All right, we continue along. Marketing is a good focus. I think a lot of people, let's focus on that, because that's what could be the biggest help for a lot of farmers around the country who still haven't quite mastered the marketing process that's necessary to survive. All right, we continue on. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, we have still more time with Kim and Carl Milikowski from the Forestry Hill Farm and Garden Shop in Connecticut.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset of October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. President Biden is in Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
About making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. Dave Collins, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour, second half hour, this week's review of what's going on in the world of a family farm. The family, by the way, a reminder, we have on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday a segment in the program called Food, Farm, and Family. There's a website devoted to it, foodfarmfamily.com. Lots of information in there about things that are nutritionally focused, what's going on in the recall department, things that are unique. So you might be invited to just check it out. Why not? Foodfarmfamily.com helps out everybody. And the American Family Farmer Show is a product of Stefan Multimedia. This airs every weekend on stations all around the country. And on it is the focus that you hear here, taking a farm that has done something unique or different and using the ideas that, in this case, the Milikowskis have from Stafford, Connecticut, what's made them successful. I think part of it, Kim was explaining that she comes from a business background. Marketing is so important no matter what your business. I think farmers have fallen behind a little bit because they're not, and I say this in a general sense, and maybe somebody will criticize me for being a generalist when I make this statement, but farmers, whether it be the husband, wife, sometimes unless there's somebody younger that understands social media and understands the tools that are used today in marketing, there's not the kind of support there. It's really very interesting how, do I say this, Kim, is it one-sided without using social media? Do you advertise on the radio there, the local radio station? Do you advertise in other forms, or you just use for your marketing purposes? I guess maybe I'm going to put this, I don't want to put it into a bowl. I'm going to give you the broad question of what works best for you, because you're a professional marketer. You've brought that skill to the farm. So what works best for you?
Well, initially we did start out with print advertising, but quickly learned that your bang for your buck was minimal. It does appeal to an older clientele, and of course we welcome them to our farm. But in order to capture middle-aged and the younger folks, you really need to be on social media. But we do other things, too. As I mentioned before, we started with the farmers markets, which an unexpected benefit was, like, people are learning about our farm, and then our staff there would always say, come visit us, and we would hand out different things and make sure that they know where we are. And it drew people in that way. We also have events here at the farm, educational events on the heirloom tomatoes. We do a program every year registered with the speakers group in Connecticut for the garden clubs, and I go out and talk to the garden clubs, and that's our client. We want them to come to our farm and see everything else we have.
So I'm going to ask something that's, again, down the business zone. I've encountered it, and strangely or interestingly enough, I've encountered dozens of other people. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation and also the National Farmers Union. And one of the things that's coming down the pike very quickly is the problem that farmers are having of all stripes, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whether it's growing large acreage or crops, is insurance. Insurance is becoming a very big problem. So I'd ask you to help us all understand what you're doing. Maybe there's an idea here. What have you encountered? If you found insurance to be okay, have you had to do different things? Has the insurance company tried to tell you how to run your farm? What's the basic situation with you and insurance? And I ask that because you just sort of tripped the light fantastic with a suggestion of all the activities you have on the farm, which more and more insurance companies are saying either no to, or it'll cost you an arm and a leg if you're going to have these things on the farm.
We're fortunate that our insurance agency, they have one representative who just handles farms. We're in an agricultural area, but it is very expensive, and we are heavily insured for people coming onto the property. Our local farms face this, that we try and promote the homesteaders and all the small farms starting out, but they can't afford the insurance. So it's difficult even to have a farm tour because people can't go there. So Right. It's an ongoing issue, and we just pay a lot of money to be covered, and we wouldn't do it any other way.
I wonder if there's a way, and I say this just as a sort of matter of conversation, for us all to get together and have some sort of a co-op, find or start an insurance company. I just find, even though I've done business with the two largest farm insurers in the country, I find that they're not listening much anymore. They're talking, they're telling, but they're not listening to what the needs are. It's a very strange world where you have businesses now. It's kind of like the government. They're not here to help you out. They're here to tell you what to do. And a lot of the same restrictions that come from not being able to find the right insurance come from government telling you, you know, most of the time, in my experience anyway, the people that tell you what to do don't know what to do themselves. And if they were put on a farm, they'd die of starvation. So, and I'm finding that the statistical stuff that's coming out of the insurance companies is the same sort of thing. It's just big, 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 and, you know, if you can't afford it, that's tough. And I think that's why I'm focused on it with you, because you have a successful, thriving operation. And I wonder how much more the insurance costs can go up for us all to survive. I guess that was the general outlay. Because I know, as I'm telling this story here to the listeners, there are more people than any other thing we've talked about so far saying, yes, this is a big problem for us. So you're just saying you've been with the same company and they just keep increasing the cost, and you have to pay it if you want to keep going, right? That's basically it?
Yes, it's based on your annual revenue in our situation. I'm not sure how it works with other carriers, but it doesn't matter if you're open one day and do all of your revenue that day, or it's spread out. But we also have the animals here. You mentioned before the donkey. So sadly, people come. Most people, 99% of the people who visit, it's fine. But if someone gets bit or they fall down, I think we're just a higher risk in general at any farm.
Yeah, maybe. I was telling the story in the news section of the beginning, at the beginning of the hour, about a fella went down an embankment in a Ford tractor with a bush hog behind it, and the tractor rolled over and it killed him. You know, those things, farming is dangerous. So maybe, I don't know, it's very frustrating from the point of view of someone who's trying to make it all work. It just seems to be harder and harder and harder all the time. And I don't sound, I'm not trying to sound like some moaning old fogey, you know, if you want to support agriculture, you need to do it in a way that helps farmers, not hurts them. And, yeah, they may have losses, but, you know, insuring against a loss that I've never had a claim on my farm ever. Never had a claim for anything. And so, but all of a sudden, I'm a risk because other people who are doing what you and I are doing are not doing it well, and we're all in that pool. So we're basically paying for people who are not operating well. And I think that's, anyway, I'm off on it, as I said, kind of off on a toot, but it is something that's a very important thing for us all to be aware of. Now, having said that, what sort of events do you have there? Do you have regular weekly events? I know you open seasonally, right? You're not always open year-round.
We're only open to the public in May and part of June for the garden shop, but we host the donkey experience where people can come. They pay a fee. It's an hour-and-a-half program, and they learn about the donkeys. We teach them how to halter them, lead them, brush them, and then we take them on a hike. So that helps pay the hay bill, which is great. Yeah. And then educational events like about herbs, we have speakers come in, and that's during the time that we're open, the garden shop.
So the roles that do you ever find yourself crossing into each other's path as far as your roles are concerned?
Every day,
yes. I will stop. Yeah, so I Kim with the marketing and the social media and stuff, you know, and that's all on her, you know, and
got that.
I like to get out there and get my hands dirty and, you know, so feeding the animals, cleaning the barns, fixing things, working in the greenhouses, you know, that's what I love. And she does come out there. I'm not saying she doesn't do it, because she does a lot more than me. But, you know, she's good at these internal business practices much more than I am. Yeah, it's good, and it's
always a challenge.
It's always a challenge, but it is.
As long as you don't fight with each other about it.
No, that's, it doesn't last, that's for sure.
Yeah, we worked out. We feel grateful to be able to do this every day, even though you work longer than when I was in business. I wouldn't trade it. I'm just grateful every day to walk out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that for sure. All right, we continue on with Kim and Carl Milikowski from the Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop. Their website is fosterhillfarmandgarden.com. You can check that out while we check out what to do with you and your health quotient. How are you doing when it comes to that weight loss program that you've been aiming for? A lot of people who work on the farm just work hard, so they don't let their weight doesn't catch up with them until the weather gets bad and they're not working as hard as they might have. So that's why we have Calitrin. The Calitrin is a motivational product. It's all natural, And I guess I'm saying motivational because what happens is when you go to toploss.com, their website, there are all kinds of things there, the description of the product, the ingredients, that sort of thing, but instructions how to use it, which are connected to their counseling staff. And there's a phone number at toploss.com. You can dial it up, and you can get your own personalized counselor who will help you, support you through your healthy weight loss program. This is an all-natural product. It is aimed at helping increase your metabolism. The side benefits include with less weight, obviously you're going to have less of stress on your joints, that sort of thing. And people that I know who take it just before you go to bed sleep so much better because of the natural ingredients. So help yourself to the information. This is certainly not a drug and not a stimulant. It is not a quick fix either, and it's not a fad. These people have been in business for 27 years, and you would never have a company. Companies don't exist that long if they're not doing what the customer, what the public wants. So get what you want. That's losing weight the safe way by going to toploss.com and choose Calitrin. Right now, there are all kinds of great Halloween specials. That's Calitrin, losing weight the natural way. Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
We got a minute or so left with Kim and Carl Milikowski. What do you see the future? What is in your crystal ball, both of you? Maybe 30 seconds from Kim and Carl on the future of Foster Hill Farm.
Well, we're going to operate it as long as we can. I'm 61 years old, and Carl?
59.
So, I don't know, another 10 years, but we are hoping to keep all of the land preserved and not in development.
Yeah. Well, that's the aim of lots of people who are small family farmers. They want, and so hard, again, back to the things that don't work well, and that's the government trying to, through the death taxes, take everything that you work for. So anyway, best of luck to the two of you. Thanks for joining us here and helping us understand what's going on. Some really good ideas from Kim and Carl Milikowski. Again, the website is fosterhillfarmandgarden.com. This is the American Family Farmer.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer program with my thoughts on things. There are a lot of this time of year, there are a lot of County Farm Bureau meetings, annual meetings. The American Farm Bureau Federation has their annual meeting in the winter every year, which makes good sense. I belong to the State Farm Bureau. The American Family Farmer by itself belongs to the broadcast arm of the farm business, but I, in my farm, Eastley Farm, you can find the farm at eastleyfarm.com. I'm not doing anything spectacular on the web or on the social media pages right now. I'm going to give it the winter. We're going to sort of reimagine what I'm doing on my farm because I'm dealing with what I was suggesting a few minutes ago, things, the conditions on the farm and what insurance companies are saying that basically will, because of the charges, if I keep them going, some of the activities that are meant to help the community, if in fact I keep those up, it'll put me out of business. So, and again, I think that's an important thing for you to assess what your insurance needs are and where you're getting the insurance and how you're being treated. Do you feel like you have somebody in your corner, or is it just somebody trying to sell you something? And that's one of the reasons that farmer sentiment has dipped. The current conditions around the country, I was mentioning earlier, the ownership of land, that's bothering people. In the dairy end of things, the thing that's been bothering us for years and years and years is the government intrusion with us being reasonably told what we can get for milk.
There are a lot of things that have always been troublesome for the farmer. But right now, maybe it's because of the frame of mind we're in looking at the whole world, the big picture. It's not a pleasant time to be living, frankly. You make the best out of your life, but look at all of the upset everywhere. Look at the upset in our country. Look at the upset in the rest of the world. It's just everything is upset, and look at the way we're doing business. We're having a tough time, and people are upset about that and wondering, do I keep going or do I stop? If you don't keep going, you know, you give in to Purdue said when he was the Secretary of Agriculture, get big or get out. That's not, no, sorry, pal, that doesn't work. That's the ignorant way of looking at maybe the reality, but you got to push back. Anyway, if you look at the last 8 months or so of the measurement of farmer sentiment, this is done by a few ag colleges around the country, the ag economy barometer has gone down significantly over the last 8 months, fueled by the perception of the current conditions in the marketplace, in government, and in the world in general. They called it the Future Expectation Index. So that has gone down, and I wish there was. I don't like bad news, frankly, but there are things that are going on. For example, John Deere and the other tractor and implement manufacturers who are fighting the right to repair. And that'll put more farmers out of business than anything else. If you can't take care of your own equipment, who can afford to pay $100 an hour plus to have a tech come out if you're lucky enough to be able to get somebody? I had a problem with some Caterpillar equipment that I bought to be used in another project I'm involved in. And when we had a couple of problems, I called, and they told me that they'd have a serviceman there in 3.5 weeks. Well, fortunately, we figured out what the problem was and dealt with it. But the other thing is that it's just mind-boggling, frankly, how complicated we, all of us, have allowed things to get. You can say, well, it's social media, it's the devices, it's people's attitude. Yep, all of those things are true. But in the whole environmental thing with row crop agriculture, I mean, we all have to be conscious of what's going on. But capturing carbon, who even understands how to do that on your farm? You know, maybe you have an advisor doing it. But this, unless you're a really huge operation, you don't know, nor do you have time, nor do you really want to be involved in all of this stuff. It's bad government, bad leadership. And we are here picking up the pieces. So I'm not trying to, this isn't Dougie Downer, but I did overview the farmer sentiment value. And because it was a little weaker, I thought maybe I'd pass that information along. And maybe there's something in the back of your mind that can help you do things better. That's what we can hope for. Some thoughts from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.